Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 22nd, 2011. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alfred.
As this is the first day of school, I'd like to offer a prayer to all the parents, administrators, going to a school year. People don't know how dangerous that is these days. Heavenly Father, again, I ask for your humble mercy in this prayer. Asking that you bless the kids, the teachers, parents, grandparents, everyone involved in educating our students. I ask that you have to hold them in the palms of their hand, in your hand. I ask that you bless each child as he goes to school, innocent as he is, and come out with a knowledge of this world and try to make it up. I ask these blessings in Jesus.
Amen.
Say the prayer, pledge in unison.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to begin our agenda today with items under purchasing. Item A is to approve specifications for requests for qualifications for commercial realtor to secure a lease for property at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is to extend the due date for RFP for digital conversion of microfilm images and indexing of official public records for the Jefferson County Clerk, and that date change is going to be from August 30th, 2011 to September 27th, 2011. Item C is to approve an award of an invitation for bids for a term contract for Sheriff's Department Jefferson County Law Enforcement Equipment and Uniforms as shown on Attachment A. Because there's a tie on items 37 and 38, the award will be decided by a drawing of lots, which I have in front of me, that are hermetically sealed. And this is number 38. And the $10.32 supply. And this is item 37. Going to be $10.32 supply. Okay, item D is to execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer for term contract for Sheriff's Department Law Enforcement Equipment and Uniforms, Lone Star Uniforms. What was the other one that was in there besides 1032? Okay, so we can dispense. Okay. Item E is to execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer term contract for law enforcement equipment and uniforms with Texas Code Blue. Item F is to execute, receive, and file acceptance of offer term contract for Sheriff's Department law enforcement equipment and uniforms with 1032 supply. Items G and H are to approve an award and to execute, receive, and file an acceptance of offers for a term contract for repair service and installation of electrical services for Jefferson County from Caliber Solutions and Ledet Electrical Services. Item I is to execute, receive, and file contract renewals for invitation for bid to term contract for road building materials with APAC Texas, Knife River, and Vulcan Construction Materials. Item J is to consider and possibly approve change order number one for precinct number two road project under Texas Department of Rural Affairs disaster contract with Triple B Services to provide for 3 inches of hot mix asphalt in lieu of 2 inches of double seal coat asphalt, 8 inches of base material, and 6 inches of scarifying existing material for 3,400 feet of roadway on Grigsby Road. This will be provided no additional cost, no additional time required to the contract. This is a disaster recovery grant funding from Ike Round One. Item K is to consider and possibly approve change order number one for a job order contract with Centerline Construction Services for the repairs to the County Clerk's Office Women's Restroom in the amount of $444.55, increasing the contract total to $4,954.86. This is in accordance with an interlocal agreement with the Harris County Department of Education. Item L is to consider and possibly approve the interdepartment transfer of a 1997 Ford F-350 pickup truck from the sheriff to Road and Bridge Precinct Number 3 as authorized by Local Government Code Section 262.011J. Item M is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the Local Government Code Section 263.152A1. Be auctioned by Horns Auction Company on September 3rd, 2011 at 9 a.m. And by addendum, item N is to discuss and possibly approve a discretionary exemption as authorized by the Local Government Code for items that can be obtained from only from a sole source due to captive replacement parts or components for repair of the Bell 407 helicopter with McTurbine Inc. in the amount of $125,454.64 after policy approval, a $33,532.26 credit will be applied. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion.
Judge, Commissioners, just to bring you up to date on this, we got about 17,000 square feet that's sitting empty out at the airport adjacent to the new terminal. It's basically a skeleton with drop ceilings. It's obviously climate controlled. We really need to be diligent in our effort to get that building occupied so that we can gain some revenue from that. So this is the first step in doing that.
We also have the old Air National Guard facility. You know, we recently entered into a lease agreement with SGS for the old office building, but there's some other buildings that are behind it that we're going to try to also get some use.
Yeah, they're
RFQ is very hard to get the exact because it's all
they're separated from one another. Just for clarification, you got one over there at the terminal, and you got the maintenance building that's adjacent to my office.
And if a potential lessee is found, then it would come back to court. Any further discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on to county commissioners, the fire chiefs in the county have told us that we can wait another week, so we'll table item A. Items B and C are to consider and possibly approve an order creating the Pandora Methanol LLC reinvestment zone and to receive and file that order. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize Jefferson County Family Treatment Drug Court to apply for a training stipend to attend the 2011 Texas Association of Drug Court Professionals annual training. Funding is offered through the CJD of the Governor's Office of the Criminal Justice Division and no match is required. Item E is to receive and file budgets for all community supervisions and corrections departments for adult probation programs for fiscal year 2012-2013. Do I have a motion on items B through E?
Second.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items? Mr. Stott, is there anything you wanted to say about the budget?
No, not really. It's every biennium we're required by law to follow with commissioner's court, since the county auditor acts as our fiscal agent, so that's the purpose of this being on here. Happy to answer any questions you got.
Didn't have any. Thank you for being here, though. Any other discussion on items B through E? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Moving on to county auditor, item A is to consider an approved budget transfer for general services in the amount of $10,000. Item B is to consider an approved budget transfer just to the Peace Precinct 4, additional cost for a copier lease in the amount of $346. Item C is to consider an approved budget amendment for county court at law number 3, additional costs for employee insurance. Item D is to consider an approved budget amendment for the service center for additional costs in the amount of $30,000 for gasoline. Item E is to consider an approved budget amendment for the printing department, $500 for additional help. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 356799 through 357082. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion on any of those items under auditing?
Yes, Judge, I'm going to ask a key question. Just to mess with you. Just to see what you're going to talk
about. I'm bored.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And then under County Treasurer, sold items, item A, to receive and file investment schedule for July 2011, including year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, under engineering, item A is consider and possibly approve a replat of lots 5 and 6, block 24 of Gilbert Lakes Estate, phase 9, located in Commissioner Precinct number 4 in the Gilbert Lakes Estate subdivision off Highway 365. The purpose of the replat is to correct the lot lines between two lots where one owner has sold a portion of his lot, the owner of an adjacent lot. This recent plat has been reviewed by the engineering department's found to have met with Jefferson County's current model subdivision development regulations. Have a motion on that item?
So
moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Well, that item passes unanimously. And lastly, under Sheriff's Department, is item A to consider and possibly approve renewal of the Auto Theft Task Force grant application for fiscal year 2012. This is a continuation of a joint application with law enforcement agencies from Beaumont, Jefferson County, Port Arthur, Orange County, Hardin County, and Jasper County. If participation is approved, the county judge would execute the attached interlocal agreement and contract for the operation of the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. And that concludes the formal part of our agenda. Is there any member of the court that has anything they wish to reflect upon? No announcements? If not, then we are adjourned. And thank you for being in attendance today.